This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Ted Poe at the bottom, former judge, former U.S. representative. Very, very knowledgeable man. We talk about this debt deal, which is ridiculous. We talk about the border, which is broken. We talk about all sorts of stuff. You know, Mexico is blaming us for some reason for the violence from the drug cartels. The whole thing, it's like a bizarro world. We'll have that for you. Also, why are we resegregating at universities and at colleges? It doesn't make a lot of sense. For some reason, we are purposely resegregating. And for some reason, the people that are being segregated love it. I guess they don't know anything about the civil rights movement that happened in the 60s. The people who put their lives on the line, like Martin Luther King Jr. and more, I guess I don't know about that. To get rid of segregation, they are happily and joyfully, with bells on, allowing the racist Democrats, the racist left in this country, to resegregate us. It's very weird, even on a Wednesday.
Wow, I didn't have to say it. You just played it.
I want to see if you got any moves today. I don't think you do.
I'm kind of tired, actually.
I'll just shut it off then.
No, keep playing it.
Nope.
No, come on.
I don't want to hear about how you're tired. That's bacon sandwich.
Play this song. Play it. Thank you. It'll help me get through the next 30 minutes.
Wow. You must have a nice boss to get off a half an hour early every day.
I know, right?
Come on. That was so good today. I might make that an Instagram reel.
No.
Of you chair dancing.
No.
What
no,
do you
no.
know?
No.
Well, listen, this video is the property of Joe Pags Media, so I'm not really sure
on.
What you're talking about.
Yes, but I'm in it. Don't do that to me.
You know what? I make reels out of you, and I put you as the stupid thumbnail. People click on it. What's the girl doing today? Let me click on that.
I know.
No, it looked like you enjoyed it. I'll leave it alone for now. But let me say this. I have that. You give me any guff. Tomorrow or the next day.
Oh boy, that's gonna be tough.
I've got this. I'm gonna edit it. I'm gonna get it ready to go.
Delete it. Forget about
it. I'm not
okay?
Deleting anything. Yeah. All right. Segregation was a scourge. Segregation still happens on Earth. It doesn't happen here. Well, it's starting to again, but it still happens on Earth. People are being segregated by religion. They're being segregated by ancestral background, by race, by gender. By what they say their gender is, by sexual orientation. That literally happens in places by law around the world. It was law in this country for a long time that black people could not eat where white people ate. This was generally in the Democrat South. Black people could not shower where white people did. They couldn't stay in the hotel that white people could stay in. They couldn't drink water where white people drank water. And we worked long and hard in this country to make sure equal opportunity was law of the land, that you could not mistreat somebody because of their ancestral background, their skin tone, their race, their religion, their creed, whatever it happened to be. You couldn't do it. I mean, this was a mechanism of the segregationist South, the Jim Crow South, the lynching and slavery South. This was all done by Democrats. And now the Democrats have somehow figured out how to co-opt the social justice movement and the defund the police movement and the whatever, the woke, whatever we're calling it. Now that they've co-opted that, they're pretending they're not the racists as they are pushing and getting people to agree to it, segregation in many parts of our society. We're seeing dormitories that are segregated, only people of color. If you're white here, you're somehow invading my space, and your presence is violence. White supremacy is being said a lot, even though it barely exists, if at all. So we're seeing resegregation, and they're doing it gladly. It's almost like getting on the trains back in Germany, back before the World War. Just loading up until they figured out what was going on. They were like, I'm not getting on the train. Because this is their way, the left's way, to divide us, separate us, segregate us. Then we won't talk to each other. In fact, if somebody who's not in our segregated dorm wants to talk to us, we complain that it's white supremacy or violence or something else. When in reality, those who have a value system that is leaning to the right just wants to have friends of all backgrounds and talk to people and mix it up with all people. Well, you think that you hear about, well, there's one graduation over here, that's kind of an outlier. Eh, I heard about another graduation last year that was all black or all Hispanic or all gay or all fill in the blank. You can't do an all white one because that would be racist. But it's happening every once in a while. Carrie, it's not happening every once in a while, is it?
Not so much. This, according to the Washington Examiner, graduation used to be for coming together as a class one last time to celebrate academic accomplishments. But today, there's a growing trend for segregated celebrations highlighting race and ethnicity. A new report by the National Association of Scholars has identified more than 75 schools offering segregated graduations. These supplemental commencement ceremonies are offered in addition to the university's regular graduation ceremonies and are not mandatory. The National Association of Scholars looked at 173 schools and found 76 of them, or 44%, offer these ceremonies. These range from small private schools to big public universities. Some notable ones include Harvard, UC San Diego, UC Irvine, Arizona State University, Stanford, UC Berkeley, UCLA, and Yale. In many cases, these ceremonies are co-hosted by Black student groups, campus resource centers, or specific academic departments. Some colleges and universities are also offering separate ceremonies for Latino or LGBT student populations. This year, Harvard held its first UNDOCU graduation for students in the country illegally. One speaker at the UNDOCU graduation was a Harvard history professor who was arrested while protesting President Trump's decision to rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals back in 2017. Other forms of segregation take place on campus in separate dorms and freshman orientations.
Okay. 76, including Harvard. Think about that. Carrie, in that story, one thing I did not hear you read from whoever was reporting on it was why. Do they say why this is happening?
In its report, the National Association of Scholars called the separate commencements an example of neo-segregation on campus. The report acutely points out that neo-segregation is the breeding ground of racial conflict in American society.
Okay, so they're complaining about it. They're actually saying why it shouldn't be happening. Hmm. But for some reason, this is happening. It's happening on a larger scale than you think. 76, which is a growing number. It doesn't make any sense. It's actually backward. This is not what we should be doing. 76 otherwise normal colleges and universities have decided we are going to separate these students based on sexual orientation, ancestral background, skin tone. What? And they're acting like this is somehow good. And I've seen some of the videos of these graduations. It doesn't make any sense. Everybody on stage is one race, and it's other than white. You can't have this to be all white. And by the way, I don't want it to be all white. But let's say I wanted an all Italians only. I would be laughed out of the room. But the one line that Carrie just read is true. This is neo-segregation. This is neo meaning new. This is today segregation. And who's doing it? I want you to really think now. Don't be stupid. Don't get mad because I'm conservative and you might not be. Try to be smarter than you normally are. Being mean, but try to be smart for once. Who did it back in the day? The Democrats. Who did it back in the day? The Jim Crow lefties. Who did it back in the day? The bad people of the South. Who did it back in the day? Those who lost the war between the states. Who's doing it today? Same party. Yeah, but they had the big switch. Hags, they had the big switch, you big liar. Big switch. There was no big switch. There never was. Didn't happen. There was no big switch. They just figured out how to be progressives and hate-filled and support people like Margaret Sanger over at Planned Parenthood and pretend like it was all a good thing. You can literally go and see an interview online. Just look it up. Between Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and Mike Wallace, where she goes on and on and on about why certain people shouldn't be born. I kid you not. I kid you not. So the same party's doing the same thing, and somehow, listen, most black people are awake and aware of what the left is trying to do. More and more every day are jumping on the bandwagon, understanding that there's a modern-day plantation that the left wants to keep them on. Most Latinos are waking up. Look at South Florida in the last election. Look at the Rio Grande Valley in the last election. Okay, they're waking up. Most are not putting up with this garbage anymore. But there is a segment of every population other than whites, and even there are some whites who agree to this because somehow it makes them less racist, that wants to separate people and segregate people because that somehow is social justice. It's not. They're literally doing the same thing. The same party is literally doing the same thing, just calling it something different. And it's not okay. Your thoughts about this? You know who I'd love to hear from? I'd love to hear from somebody who can explain to me why this is somehow appropriate to have several graduations and make them segregated or separate based on ancestral background, skin tone, whatever. I would like to hear why this is necessary. Because in that story, there is no why. You know why there isn't a why? Because there's no good reason for this other than racism. The left is literally perpetrating racism on black people by separating them, saying that they shouldn't be in the same graduation as white people. I mean, think about it. They're doing the exact same thing they used to do, just acting like it's something different. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
It will be former U.S. Representative Ted Poe at the bottom of the hour, so at about 30, 32, something like that. He's got great insight into the power and leverage McCarthy really has right now, but is refusing to use. McCarthy could have dug in and not done any of this. And we continue to examine exactly what it is that this move does, and it doesn't do what McCarthy's claiming it does. It just doesn't. He's playing games with words, and I'm unafraid to say that. I don't care if Kevin McCarthy gets mad at me for telling the truth. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you do what you said you would do. Again, Hakeem Jeffries hates anything conservative. He is happy to vote for this tomorrow or tonight. So we'll have Poe at the bottom of the hour. Make sure that you stick around. Great interview. Let me tell you about Cozy Earth. I've been raving about it because it really does help your night's sleep. These sheets, this bedding, so soft, so luxurious. You're going to be so happy that you went to the website, CozyEarth.com, and you put in keyword PAGS. You could save a bunch of money. Okay? Don't hesitate. Go and get these right now. Cozy Earth sheets are made from the finest luxury materials. You probably heard about soft viscose. It's from highly sustainable bamboo. Plus, they're temperature regulating, so you sleep cool and comfy year-round. It is so important to me that I'm not waking up all hot and sweaty. You wake up, and you're cool. You got a good night's sleep. This is the way that it's supposed to work, right? Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it. Wash it. Try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back. Get a full refund. And best of all, you could save up to 35% because you listen to my program on Cozy Earth. You go to CozyEarth.com right now. Enter PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Save up to 35%. Check out their awesome loungewear, bath towel collection, too. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is PAGS. CozyEarth.com. Promo code P-A-G-S. Make it happen right now. All right, your thoughts about the resegregation of American universities. And again, people always go, oh, you know, I'm a Harvard-educated lawyer, so I'm really, really smart. You know, Obama was at Harvard. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard. Ted Cruz, Harvard. You know, these are really smart people. But how smart is it that you're so stupid to reintroduce segregation and make it a thing? Because let's say that there were a group of black people that said, we want a black-only graduation. Harvard's answer should have been, no, that's segregation. That's against the law. Pass the potatoes. But instead, you know, as we think about the individual and how you would like to feel about your graduation and how unsafe you feel by the violent appearance of white people. No. Don't do that. Tell the truth. We outlawed segregation for a reason in the United States. It was unfair. It was disgusting. It was bad. It was racist. And now we're doing it again. And keep in mind, by saying only black people can attend this, you're literally saying I'm racist against anybody other than blacks. For racial reasons, we're going to discriminate against you, which is against the law, last time I checked. We go to the phone lines. Asher is in Florida. Hi, Asher. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. Love the show.
Thank you.
You're right in that it is currently illegal to discriminate based on race.
Yes.
But freedom of association was built into the Constitution in the First Amendment.
Right.
So sometime in the 60s, of course, there were a bunch of laws passed that basically overruled that First Amendment right to associate with whom you choose. And the point that you're making is absolutely correct, except that it is selectively applied. So which is it going to be, like the Civil Rights Constitution or the original Constitution? Because I don't care if somebody wants to associate with only black people. That's their prerogative,
right,
according to the original Constitution. But once the 60s rolled around, we said no more. So yeah, I completely agree that if you want to have an all-white graduation, okay, but
yeah,
that goes right hand-in-hand with an all-black graduation. So which is it going to be? You're 100% correct.
Well, Asher, it's a great question. I'm glad you brought this up, and listen on the radio if you don't mind. You're right to a point. You still do have the freedom to associate with anybody you want. If I'm going to have a barbecue at my house, and if it turns out I invited only black people or I invited only white people, that's up to me. That's my house. It's my private property. You might say, well, Harvard's private. It's a private university. That's an interesting take, except it offers public accommodation. The Civil Rights Act and the Civil Rights Movement in this country dealt with public spaces. It dealt with the fact that it may be a hotel that I own or that you own. It might be the Asher Hotel, and it's privately owned by you and you alone. If you advertise to the public and offer public accommodation, you cannot decide that I can't stay there because I'm Italian, or I can't stay there because I'm black. I can't stay there because I'm fill in the blank. You can't do that. Otherwise, you can't offer public accommodation. Now, if you advertise that it's only private and we only accept, like there are private cigar clubs now, even though smoking is illegal inside in many places, you can still have a private cigar club where you can go in there and smoke cigars. And it's only, you have to pay a certain membership. You have to understand the rules and regulations when you go in. You're not offering public accommodation. You're literally saying, we're going to smoke cigars here. So places like that, or like a Christian school, can say you've got to be Christian to work here. You can say that. You can't be a Muslim and go work at the Christian school, just like I can't be Christian and go work at the Muslim school. So I hear you. It all comes down to public accommodation. If it's offered, then you must not discriminate nor use racism or bigotry to stop people from attending there, going there, shopping there, eating there, sleeping there, drinking the water there. So that's the difference. You're right. I have no right to say to a black person, you need to let me in your car and you have to associate with me or else it's against the law. It's not against the law. That's a private situation compared to a situation that is a public accommodation. I hope that makes sense. Let me go to Jeff in California. Jeff, only about 35, 40 seconds. Let's go.
Hey, Joe. Love the program.
Thanks.
Just wanted to say for this one, I believe that the white supremacists are getting their way. If they want the quote-unquote segregation and not have the white man in charge, then why'd they put him in the Oval Office?
You and I agree, because I actually said this earlier. Who is getting what they want here? The same white separationists and the same white racists that were doing Jim Crow and separate but equal and lynchings and segregation and slavery. The same people get what they want. They're getting rid of the black people out of their graduation, pretending the blacks are getting their own, when the whites are actually the ones who have fewer black people there now. So, yes, Anybody who's a white racist is now benefiting from this, and they're going along with it. Yeah, absolutely, you deserve your own graduation. Think about it. It's kind of a backward way to do exactly what they were doing before. They're just doing it and hiding it better. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Ted Poe, when we come back, do not touch that dial. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.